It's Thursday, April 18th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you are listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linkNKY.com.
The Covington City Board of Commissioners will consider amendments to their current regulations on short-term rentals in the coming weeks per a brief discussion that occurred at the city caucus meeting on Tuesday. Short-term rentals refer to residential properties that landlords rent out for short periods, in contrast to long-term rentals, where tenants reside in someone else's property long-term. Short-term rentals are often advertised on popular web services like Airbnb and Vrbo. Many often refer to short-term rentals as Airbnbs. The city began seriously regulating short-term rentals in 2021 and established new regulations, including caps on the number of rental licenses allowed in specific neighborhoods in June of 2023. The proposed ordinance that came before the board on Tuesday would establish the following regulations. This list is not exhaustive. Removing the requirement for a conditional use permit and the accompanying fee for establishing a short-term rental location, moving the approval process from the city's architectural and review board directly to city staff, eliminating citywide maximum for short-term rentals, establishing caps on licensed properties in every neighborhood throughout the city. Previous regulations only capped historic neighborhoods, granting the ability for neighborhoods and neighborhood associations to appeal the granting of a short-term license within 30 days if the applicant submits inaccurate information. Finally, licensing fees of $500 would go into effect on June 1. Mayor Joe Meyer stated that as of April 8th, 93 short-term rental licenses had been issued in the city and 22 were still in process. The commission will perform a first reading of the ordinance at the legislative meeting on Tuesday, April 23rd. This meeting begins at 6 p.m. at the Covington City Hall on Pike Street. Fort Wright police are asking for help in locating a robbery suspect who allegedly robbed a store at gunpoint in Fort Wright early Wednesday morning. The suspect, wearing a black hoodie, dark jeans, and a black gator mask, entered the Shell gas station at 1804 Dixie Highway at around 4 a.m. and robbed both a station employee and a customer, according to a statement from the Fort Wright police. No one was hurt, and the suspect fled the scene and evaded capture. Police described this suspect as a white male who appears to be in his 20s, standing at approximately 5'7 to 5'10. He supposedly weighs between 165 and 180 pounds. Anyone with information should contact the Fort Wright Police Department by contacting Kenton County Emergency Communications at 859-356-3191. USA Today nominated the Newport Aquarium as one of the top aquariums in the country. The news outlet announced the contenders by launching a webpage inviting readers to vote for their favorite. With well over 150 aquariums in the United States, the Newport Aquarium is just one of the 20 nominated for this honor. The experts who run the annual contest look for facilities that provide exploratory settings where visitors can discover the hidden wonders and waterways. They also recognize the role the best aquariums play in conservation and education through the high-quality exhibits. Newport Aquarium stood out for its regular addition of new experiences, such as the all-new Ring of Fire World of the Octopus, which opened for spring break. The area contains seven different displays focused on the creatures that live between towering volcanoes and deep ocean trenches in a region that boasts the most earthquakes of any region on the planet. The extreme conditions make for some unusual animals, which visitors to the aquarium can now experience up close. That's going to wrap things up for us today, Thursday, April 18th, 2024. For LinkNKY, I'm Noah Jones, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.